For Illinois Issues, I'm Mary Cullen. A measure that passed the House aims to increase the number of nurses trained to deal with rape victims. Supporters say the lack of trained nurses means many victims are treated poorly by the medical system. Just over 4 years ago, Lindsay Ross says she was sexually assaulted. She went to a Chicago hospital and underwent tests for a rape kit. Ross says the nurse she saw was not specifically trained on working with victims of sexual assault, which was apparent based on her treatment.
I can't imagine you'd see a whole lot of survivors and still be rough and just generally mean, really.
Ross imagines her experience absolutely would have been different had she been seen by a sexual assault nurse examiner, referred to by those in the field as a SANE. At the hospital, Ross was bombarded with questions from staff and local authorities about her assault, and it only got more overwhelming when the nurse entered the picture. Ross says when she told the nurse that something hurt or was uncomfortable, the nurse told Ross she was being too sensitive.
It was a lot of that and just generally not gentle with my body and with my emotions.
Having a trained nurse present, a SANE, Ross believes would have improved an already painful experience. A proposed measure would increase the number of SANEs across the state within the next 4 years by more than 50%. It would also call for a maximum 90-minute wait period for victims who arrive at a treatment center, and it would provide specialized care for pediatric victims. Polly Poskin heads the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. She supports the measure.
We think it's critical and incumbent upon hospitals to provide this expertise. We have trauma centers. We have the ability for cardiologists to respond to emergency departments in specialized cases, and rape is a specialized case.
As of now, sexual assault victims are treated the same, regardless of age. Dr. Channing Petrock with the Pediatric Resource Center in Peoria stresses the difference in need for care of a child versus an adult victim.
This bill will allow people to have their child transferred to someone who has competency or to go to a center where someone can do that exam under very child-friendly circumstances in a child-friendly setting with someone who has training.
It's estimated only a dozen Illinois nurses are trained to specifically help children who survive sexual abuse. SANE training involves 40 hours of instruction followed by clinical experience. Nurses can undergo specialized training, like in the case of pediatric assault, which takes additional time. Training nurses to complete these kits could add to the state's already existent backlog. According to a 2010 law, Illinois State Police Labs have 6 months to analyze kits, but only if sufficient staffing and resources are available. The Illinois Health and Hospital Association supports the objectives of the measure, but Senior Vice President of Government Relations, David Gross, says meeting staffing and training mandates is a concern.
About 80% of the nurses that start the classroom training don't finish the clinical training. So adding in the substantial emotional toll and burnout that SANEs experience, the turnover of SANEs can be even higher.
The measure would also burden some hospitals across the state with already tight budgets, says Gross. Despite testing nearly 2,500 forensic biology kits last year, there were still over 1,500 in the backlog, according to Illinois State Police. Lindsay Ross says she was told her case was being dropped 3 months after she underwent testing for a rape kit.
When they told me that they weren't pursuing it, I was angry, to say the very least. I fought to have them continue, but they wouldn't.
Ross says she has questions to whether evidence collected was even tested.
It's unacceptable not to test rape kits.
While the measure in play could mean more evidence is collected in the first place, work is underway by those who also want to tackle the growing backlog. I'm Mary Cullen.